Hey guys, you're wearing some light, eh?
No.
You know what you're literally sitting in, guys? You're literally sitting in the light of God's Word. It's bouncing off the Bible. How cool is that? Come out here for me. See where Cam is? I want everyone out on the grass where Cam is. Everyone out there. I wasn't hiding. I was sitting in plain sight. They got within 3 meters of me. So don't be up, turn and face me here. I'm afraid you're not going to be able to see me because I need to be able to see my notes. I can't see his properly, so we're not going to do a show of hands. But who found me without light? You went within like 3 meters of me. And where was I? See that tree there? I was just sitting at the foot of that tree. I was sitting right there. Do of his good pleasure. He does the work in us, but he wants us to put it outside. Any of you been baptized? Hands up if you've been baptized. You know what it means to be baptized? I wish I could take questions. That is just too hard out here and take answers. But to be baptized means to show outwardly what God's done inwardly. And you're supposed to do that as soon as you get saved. You get saved, you become born again. God expects you to, the next step to do is go and get baptized. So that you get in the habit of showing people what's going on. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's never supposed to be a secret Christian faith. It's supposed to be a light in the darkness. But people do what you're doing to me. They flinch. And that makes us go, oh, I need to dim it down for their comfort. I need to dim it down so that I'm accepted. I want to see people's faces. I don't want them to block me out. And so we hide it away. We tuck it under a bushel. We put it behind the back. We hope that somebody might ask, but we certainly don't put it in front of them. The Bible says to shine as light in the world. You know what it says? Holding forth the word of life. That was what the boys first found. They couldn't see my torch. They saw the reflection of God's word. That's a pretty good light right there, isn't it? That's a pretty good little beacon shining out on you. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be shining out the Word of God, holding forth the Word of life as light in the darkness. God wants you to shine in the world. If you go over a chapter, for those of you that are following along, Philippians 3. In Philippians 3, verse 9, the Bible says back there in chapter 2, to shine as lights in the world. And you know what we're to be? In us, we're to be found in Christ Jesus. We're to be found in Him. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. What we want to do, if we've got to show a light, we want to show our good works. We want to show our righteousness. Let them see how good I am. But when people see your light, they're supposed to find you righteous in Christ, not righteous in your own good works. They're supposed to find you both in His righteousness. Faith in the righteousness of His blood. Righteousness that God gives by faith. That the light you're shining isn't your light. It's God's light shining through you. There's a world of difference. There's a whole bunch of light in the world. You can think of some good people in the world. You can think of some good organizations that are doing good deeds. Beacons in the darkness, you might call them. And they tout their own righteousness. But God says you need to be found in His righteousness. showing the right, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The righteousness that we need to be found in is his righteousness, righteousness that is of God. But I'll give you a couple of verses here. This is something we need to get up. And the Bible says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth, catch this word, to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the appearance of God. The righteousness of God, the blood of Christ, you know what that does? It turns God. Righteousness of God is. Your righteousness is your. Can anyone tell me what your righteousness is in the eyes of God? You're just going to have to shout it out. Give me your name. Okay, Clarice. We do, that's right, filthy rags. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. Say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. That's the Lord. Good night. Star. As the smartest, as the quickest, as the rudest, as the boldest, the one that gets the most drunk, the one that flirts with the most girls, runs around with the most boys. You want to be known for the stuff you do, for your good name or your bad name, whatever it is, any sort of fame will do, just so long as they know you. That the Gentiles which follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even then the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel which followed after the law of righteousness hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Sought it not by faith, but as it were by the words of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. Christ is a stumbling block to a lot of yous. You're happy to be a good person, but you're not happy to stand in someone else's righteousness, and you go, no, I won't do that. Lay hold of it. It is the rock of offense. It'll trip you up. You go, I'll stand in my own righteousness, or I won't stand at all. You go to the Gospel of Luke. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was the head cornerstone that became that which faith was built on, righteousness was built on. The Bible says you need to fall on that rock that is Christ, and fall broken, going, I am undone. I fall on you, Christ, as the cornerstone that I'm going to build my life on. I'm giving up on me. I'm broken and I'm laying on Christ. And it says if you don't fall on that rock will fall on you and grind you to powder. There's no other name whereby you must be saved. It's the only name given among men. And if you're not saved by Christ, you'll be judged by him. If you're not broken and give up yourself and lay down at Christ's feet, Christ will fall on you and judge us. I don't say that to scare you. It's the reality of it. So you can say, I'm not going to bother, as long as you're saying what you're not bothering about. Then you can choose you this day whom you'll serve. so long as the choice, you know the choice you make. I won't fall on Christ. That means he'll fall on you and grind you to powder. The faith is in Christ Jesus, righteousness that is by faith. We can be found in that. People can come to you and you can be found in the righteousness that is in Christ. Philippians chapter 4, we're pretty much finishing off the book of Philippians, then we'll look at one other passage tomorrow morning. So we're supposed to shine in the world, be a light in this world. And this world is supposed to find us standing in Christ's righteousness. And when we're in Christ, the Bible says rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You might say, you know what, I'm not giving up on me. I'm just going to keep on living with whatever I can get. But some of yous are hurting. I've been with you for a week and I can see some of yous are hurting. I got peace. I got troubles you would not believe. My life is not a bed of roses. My family is not something off a Hollywood movie where everything is beautiful. It's more like a midday soap drama where everything's falling apart. But I got peace. And I got peace in my immediate home, with my wife and my children. And the turmoil that goes on in the world, the storm that rages, I got peace in the midst of that storm. When you're in Christ, you got a peace that passes all understanding. You don't have to be troubled by everything that comes your way. But some of you kids are. Christ, in Christ, you can find peace. I don't want to take a long time out here. Leonard will have to spend the whole night picking ticks off yous. But I want to read you one chapter of the Bible. A long one. It's in the Old Testament. If you can't remember any Bible passages, if you can't remember or didn't bother remembering anything to take with you, just remember this. The book of Psalms. Or as was quoted earlier in the week, the book of Psalms. I'll take that one. And remember 32. First word there is blessed. It may not be the best dictionary translation, but it'll help you if you just read blessed and think about happiness. Something that brings happiness in your life. I don't know about you, but I could do with a bit more happiness some days. And I find it in Christ. And I got friends that don't know him. And they could do with a bit more happiness some days, some years. They could do with a bit more happiness all the time and they got nowhere to find it. I ain't going to preach this passage to you. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. And then we're going to pray and spend some time thinking about it. Did you bring your guitar, Will? Awesome. See how talented the man is in the dark. Psalms 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. While I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Talking about the hand of God. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. It uses the word Selah, which is to stop and think about it. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this, everyone that is godly, pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, God says. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. This whole week has been about what are you going to do with Christ. And it doesn't matter whether you're saved or lost. You have to make a choice. What are you going to do with him? Are you going to run to him and hold on to him? Find in that rock of Christ a hiding place, a safeness from a safety from the storms of life, a new life in Christ that is how life is meant to be. It's what you're designed to do. Are you going to take that new life and shine it for all the world to see, no matter how offended they get, how much they flinch away from the light? Or are you going to hide it away, tuck it out of sight? What are you going to do with Christ? I'm going to get Will to play, not for any other reason than I don't want to sit here with you wondering, when do we stop? I'm going to pray, and I'm going to stop praying and just sit quiet, and I want you to sit quiet. And well, when Will's finished playing, and I'm going to spring this one on you, Will. That's your call. All right? When he quits playing, we'll go see if we can't blunder our way back to the dining room. But while he's playing, while we're sitting here out in the dark, think about what you're going to do with Christ. Okay? Let's pray. My Lord, some of these kids, Lord, they're yours. And they've been shining your light for all to see. And I thank you for them. I pray, Lord, that you'd encourage them to keep going. And the turmoil that comes because of a life lived in Christ, I pray they'd find peace in you, Lord. They'd hide in that rock that is Christ. They'd see the blessedness, the happiness, the joy of having their sin covered. But Lord, there's some here. There's some here, Lord, they know you, they're yours, but they've been hiding it away. I pray, Lord, you'd help them see the need to be a light in the darkness. To let their light so shine before men, that you would be glorified, that you would be lifted up and praised. But Lord, there's others that they don't know you. And I know you're drawing them. I know you're talking to hearts, Lord. I pray they'd fall on you tonight, broken and repentant, that they'd fall on Christ. My Jesus, I ask that you would work and help. You draw them to yourself. And I ask, dear Lord, that they'd cry out to you. And yet, Lord, there's a fourth group still that haven't heard of Christ. You perhaps despised of them. Or perhaps, Lord, there's just some excuse why they're not ready to bow before you. There's some fear keeping them. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd work in each and every heart here tonight. That you'd accomplish your purpose. We trust your word, Lord. We trust the giving of your word will do the work. That, Lord, you have sent forth your word, and it'll accomplish the purpose with which you sent it to do. So we trust in you now, Lord. I ask you to guide us in Jesus' name.